CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump says he will appeal a federal judge's ruling temporarily blocking his order ending birthright citizenship. Juan Perano is the CEO of LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens.
We're very excited. You know, we think that that's basically appropriate response. We were looking for a temporary restraining order specific to that executive order, and we think that it is fully warranted.
Texas Republican Congressman Brian Babin has introduced a bill that would restrict birthright citizenship.
Citizenship will be granted only to children born in the United States with at least one parent who is a U.S. citizen or national.
Babin says the bill would restore the 14th Amendment to its original purpose and end the misuse of birthright citizenship. The Senate has voted 51-49 to advance the nomination of Pete Hegseth for defense secretary. Two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, voted no. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Is this the man with a truly horrific and devastating lack of judgment, the best you think our country, our fighting men and women deserve?
The Senate will hold its confirmation vote tomorrow. A big settlement has been reached over the opioid crisis.
The Sackler family and Purdue Pharma will pay $7.4 billion to people like Kara Trainer.
I was not given any education or information about how addictive and powerful that opioid was.
New York AG Tish James calls the largest settlement ever for her office justice.
This will get those suffering the help that they need so that we can save lives.
The Sacklers will also give up Purdue as part of the deal. Mac Rosenberg for CBS News, New York.
The Hughes Fire in Castaic, California has grown to more than 10,000 acres. Strong winds are making it tough for firefighters. Here's Los Angeles County Fire Department Captain Sheila Kelleher.
We definitely have plenty of water, plenty of resources. We're well over 4,000 personnel on this fire. You know, we've got the reservoir right there we can dip out of and draft out of.
California's legislature has approved a $2.5 billion wildfire relief package for the Los Angeles area. Nashville police say they're looking at concerning writings and social media posts connected to the student who shot and killed a classmate yesterday before he turned the gun on himself. Dr. Adrian Battle is the director of Metro Nashville Public Schools.
These are heartbreaking days for all of us as educators, for everyone at Antioch High School. Quite frankly, this is a nightmare for us.
Police are still looking into a motive, but they now believe the shooting may have been random. Stocks with a big rally late in the day on Wall Street. The Dow up 393 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000-square-foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. That's just south of Ryan Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A 19-year-old Racine woman has been charged in a fatal hit-and-run last month. Shamia Anderson allegedly told police she's never had a driver's license. 44-year-old Wayne Carr died after being hit on Memorial Drive. Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha is closed today due to a major water main break. The incident resulted in a loss of water and restrooms not working. Racine-based Modine is opening a new facility in Franklin. A 153,000 square foot facility is expected to create 200 jobs. The Racine County Sheriff's Office announced the passing of retired canine Nitro yesterday. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois served the department for over 9 years. And Racine's Littleport Brewing Company recently closed their downtown location due to financial challenges. However, the owners now say they're exploring relocation to their historic Wiggly Mill building across the street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, 9 of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league, having competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening. High near 20. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurry Saturday, high mid 30. Currently it's 17 degrees.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, I finally took our outdoor Christmas decorations down. I figure after being up for 2 years, it was about time.
These are watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin's here. And Robin, do you read for pleasure? Do you read books a lot?
Oh, yes, yeah. I do. In fact, I don't read enough. I just love to read. And I love going to the library.
Okay. The typical American adult spends just under 100 hours a year of pleasure reading.
Hmm.
It's a big drop from a decade ago.
Oh, really? What was that?
500 plus hours a year.
Really?
Now it's 100.
I think there's so many more distractions. I guess you could say there's, you know, social media and
yeah, that's the big one.
TV. It is. I really cut that off as much as I can when I get home, you know, from the work. And I do love to read, but I do love to sit in my chair and watch TV at the same time. But I am almost done with a book that I really enjoy reading right now. It's overdue, but I will finish it soon. I think I have a wanted poster up in the library.
You're gonna have to pay that nickel.
I think it's a little bit more than that now.
I think a lot of libraries have cut out late fees. I think the Racine Library, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, has cut out late fees. I'm not sure.
I think that's how it is in Lake Geneva as well. So.
Today it says many Americans would rather scroll through social media, watch YouTube, watch streaming shows, or play computer or tablet games than pleasure read.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm not in that survey. And the other thing, too, is I don't like to read on a computer, you know, like a book like Kindle. I like to hold a book.
Yeah, hold a book.
Pages.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Come on and be
to hope, to hope, tonight.
Local news, Timeless Hands, WRJN. Going to be cold tonight. Mostly clear, a low of 3 above. The wind chills 5 to 10 below. Tomorrow, increasingly cloudy, a high of 22. But again, some wind chills around 0 or so. And then Saturday looks pretty good. Sunshine and 35.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Sense and compliments the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around. Look what you saw, look what you saw. You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. Show I care, love you every day, girl.
great day of the week.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine-based company is growing in Franklin. Modine is set to open up a new 153,000-square-foot facility in Franklin. It's said to be dedicated to producing thermal management systems for various vehicles and equipment. The expansion is expected to create 200 full-time jobs within about 5 years. In a statement, the Franklin mayor says the development is a great win for the city. He's highlighting a $1.6 million tax incentive program for the company. A retired four-legged law enforcement veteran has died. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has announced the passing of retired canine Nitro. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois German Shepherd mix served the department for 9 years. The office says during his career, canine Nitro took down bank robbery suspects and hit on large amounts of illegal drugs. Sheriff Schmaling says the dog's contributions to the Racine County Sheriff's Office will not be forgotten. And a Racine brewery may open back up across the street. Littleport Brewing, which recently closed its downtown Racine location on 3rd, may find new life in the historic Wiggly Mill building. The owners of the brewery posted earlier this month that they had to close due to financial challenges. A post this week says the Littleport proprietors are now exploring the possibility of relocating to their riverfront property. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening, high near 20. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurries Saturday, high mid 30. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Should we maybe? There's no need to ask.
From 1970, it's Chairman of the Board and Give Me Just a Little More Time on WRJN. Now, that song was written by the Motown legends Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland. They wrote like 130 charting songs for Motown Records, but they left Motown in 1968 in a dispute over royalties with Berry Gordy. And so they formed their own record label, Invictus. And Chairman of the Board were some of their biggest stars. They called Chairman of the Board. They said, "We called them because they were extraordinary talents. They each played several instruments, sang and wrote songs as well." So that is one of the first hits from Invictus Records.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Playing our song, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you remember the way it used to be?
news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right. You can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Well, a woman in Hungary was trapped in her small pantry for weeks and survived on canned fruit and tomato juice. The woman accidentally pulled the door handle off the pantry and became locked inside. After her neighbors finally heard the woman's cry for help, firefighters responded to free her. She was in good health. Just had lost a few pounds.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory, open every day at noon.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Build monthly.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now it's the foundations on WRJN.
Why do you build me up, build me up, but I don't, baby, just to let me down. Let me down. I mess me around and then worst of all, never.
but you're late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take any more. It's not you, you let me down again.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can wish upon a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a crowd like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just like any place, seem just like a being home.
It takes two, baby. A dream come true. Just take two. Yeah.
losing sleep over you. Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump just pardoned anti-abortion activists who were convicted of blocking abortion clinic entrances. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Trump said it was a great honor to sign the pardons. He said what he called peaceful pro-life protesters should not have been prosecuted. Among those pardoned were people involved in an invasion and blockade of an abortion clinic in Washington in 2020.
A judge has blocked President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. He says he will appeal. Loyal